Welcome to Digital Ideas. I'm Mike Yeomans, and today we're with Alcatel-Lucent's APAC President, Rajeev Singh Malaris. Thanks for joining us again, Rajeev.
Hi, Mike. How are you?
Very good, thanks. Rajeev, you recently attended and presented at the BOAL Forum in Asia. And for people that are unfamiliar with BOAL Forum, it's a nonprofit organization that hosts high-level forums for leaders from government, business, and academia. And the idea is that they share their vision on the most pressing issues, not only in Asia, but also the rest of the world. And Rajeev, you participated in a panel on cloud computing, mobility, and social media. So who was on the panel with you, and what was the most thought-provoking aspect of that discussion?
Well, before I give you a few details on the panel, on the BOAL Forum, which I suspect many of our colleagues may not be completely familiar with, it's really a pretty significant event for China in particular, but also increasingly Southeast Asia. It's on an island called Hainan Island, and it's 3 days. And last year, the premier, Hu Jintao, participated. This year, the vice premier, whom everyone expects will be nominated to be the premier in China, Vice Premier Li, was there. So it's really an opportunity to hear directly and frankly meet some of the key leaders in China, many of the key business leaders as well, and discuss what's happening in China, what will happen over the coming years. So it's actually quite an important and productive set of meetings. And of course, I always take the opportunity to talk to the media there, and I did a number of television interviews and press interviews, largely with Asian-based media. But to your question on the cloud, we had a very late evening panel. It unfortunately started at 9, but it was extraordinarily well attended. We had probably about 75 to 100 people, plus about 50 journalists there with cameras. And the panel included a number of key business leaders here in China, the president of Tencent, which is one of the largest social networking sites in China, the president of Microsoft, the president of Innovation Works, which is a big incubator, an internet entrepreneur, very well known here in China, as well participated. Plus, it was hosted by a journalist from the New York Times who lives in Silicon Valley. So quite illustrious panel, and then, of course, myself. And we really talked about the cloud as a phenomenon, so I guess broadly three things. First, when we talk about cloud, it means a lot of things to a lot of people. And sometimes we need to be a bit precise about the cloud to the individual versus the cloud to the enterprise, and what is the cloud and what is not the cloud. So we spent some time trying to define it. I think we all agreed that the cloud and the services that it provides are extraordinarily empowering to entrepreneurs and to economic activity across the board, which leads to the third point, and this was the point I made in the panel. The cloud phenomenon is not jargon. It's not just the latest technology buzzword. It's a real phenomenon, and it matters. And it matters because, at the end of the day, it allows businesses, whether small, medium, or large enterprises, to redefine the way they go to market, and enhance their economic productivity. In other words, to create more value at lower cost and transfer some of that to their customers. So it means economic productivity, which translates to more GDP growth. And that's a good thing for developed economies, but also a very good thing for developing economies. So this is a real phenomenon, and it matters.
Well, we also know that the big three China service providers, China Mobile, China Unicom, and China Telecom, are defining their cloud strategies today. What is it that we can learn from them?
Well, you're quite right, all three of them are moving very aggressively to define and roll out. Some of them have already begun to roll out their cloud offering, and we are in discussions with them to offer both our cloud value proposition to them, but also, of course, our core equipment proposition to them. Now, it's reasonably early days here in China. A number of other carriers outside of China, for most notably Korea Telecom with its uCloud offer, are a little bit ahead. But as I said before, everyone acknowledges and recognizes the potential impact this could have, and so are moving quite quickly to not just define, but begin to roll out a beefier, if you will, a more muscular offering of cloud-based services.
And you also actually participated in a China CEO roundtable discussion. Can you tell us who was involved in that and maybe give us a summary of what was discussed?
Sure. It was a roundtable of about 30 of us, mostly region-based executives and some international executives and a number of policymakers as well. And really it was a discussion about how do we feel about the state of business in China. And we did a set of polling, a set of discussions in smaller groups, and I presented some of the ideas. What I think was most interesting was, of course, right now there's a little bit of uncertainty about the future of the economy here in China. This is an economy that has grown close to 10% every year for the last 5 years. And this year the government has said they will grow at 7.5%. So the question and debate we were having, can they manage this slowdown? Is there going to be a hard landing or a soft landing? What's the nature of the transition? The good news, and this surprised me a little bit, was that the vast majority of the audience, which represented, by the way, most of the sectors in the economy, so it wasn't just the communication sector, but it was banking and raw materials and, you know, Starbucks coffee and a number of other brands, were quite bullish about both the government's ability to manage the slowdown, but that the slowdown wasn't actually going to be very significant in terms of impact on the economy and on the country. And then, as a result, because of China's size on the rest of Asia. So it was a very interesting and helpful conversation for, I think, all of the people who participated.
Yeah, and it sounds like a conference that's really well worth attending.
Well, from my point of view, it certainly is, and I often get asked, well, why do we do these conferences? And I think at the end of the day, it really is an opportunity to understand from colleagues and perhaps more importantly, policymakers, where they intend to go. And China for us is really a critical market and one that has a big impact on our results in Asia. So having these kinds of conversations, gaining the insights, really does have an important impact.
Rajiv, always a pleasure. Thanks a lot for joining us.
My pleasure. Thank you.
And that was Rajiv Singh Malaris, Alcatel-Lucent's APAC president. I'm Mike Yeomans. This is Digital Ideas, and thanks for listening.